What's up, you guys? Here behind the paywall, I just want to thank you all so much for subscribing, for investing in us. It means an awful lot, but because you guys invest in us, it's the reason we're here. We wouldn't be able to do this, wouldn't be able to make this a full-time living for our team to get you guys this news if you guys weren't doing it. So thank you all so much. And I had posted a report recently that Brian Cage's deal was up imminently. And a lot of people were still seeing him on TV and they're like, man, what's up? What's up with Brian Cage? Like, what? Like, is he done? Is he still there? He's still ROH six-man tag team champion. So I found out about it and I found out a lot about it. So here's what happened. Shortly after we reported that, news got to, I don't know if it was Talent Relations, Tony Khan, who it was, but they had a conversation with Brian Cage where they informed him that his deal would be extended. Now, I can tell you there was already some confusion as to when the actual deal was up. I think that the contract, I was told the contract said like the end of January. He had been told middle of February or something like that. But due to injury time, they had planned to extend Brian Cage through the end of June. So Brian Cage did not want to do that. He's not like unhappy in ROH or anything, to the best of my knowledge, but he was like, well, no, it's not something that I was necessarily clued in on before this. I was a few weeks away from free agency or anything like that. But the way that AEW saw it was that Brian Cage, when he got signed, was hurt. And you could completely relate to AEW on this. When they signed him, he was hurt and was still getting paid. However, he wasn't able to wrestle for a few months. So that does kind of end the question of, was he signed before they said he was signed? Yes, he was signed almost immediately upon leaving Impact Wrestling. So it would seem. However, that didn't necessarily go, I don't want to say it didn't go down well. I don't think that anybody was mad or anything like that, but they have had some conversations. And AEW had offered a contract extension. And I was told it was for comparable terms to what he had before. I mean, like pay, length, stuff like that. I don't know how long exactly it was, but I was just told comparable terms. However, Brian Cage wasn't keen on necessarily accepting that right now. So they've come to an agreement to where Brian Cage will work for AEW ROH through Supercard of Honor. And there's always the possibility of adding additional dates or extending that a little bit more or any number of those things. Like there's always that possibility that you can do that. And you know, there's always the possibility that Brian Cage will accept the contract extension that was offered. I don't know if that's completely off the table or anything like that. I was told Sanjay Dutt did a little bit of that negotiating or discussing or something like that, because he does a lot more than many of you realize. But there was another aspect of this that I learned. WWE has shown some interest in him. Now, I don't think that they've reached out directly to him, but there have been people of influence within WWE that have told or have spoken about the fact that they are interested in Brian Cage. One, the glaring obvious thing, he's got to be able to pass a drug test. Got to pass the PED test, the wellness test and all that stuff. But that's, you know, that's something that was discussed internally. Well, can he pass a test? And the answer that I was told was yes, he could. I don't think that they've reached out to him. I just know that it's been discussed internally, because around the time that I reported that Brian Cage's deal was going to be up, I got a message that said, yeah, he's been discussed internally. Now, one of the guys who had been, I don't know if he was responsible for that conversation or necessarily had any say in that, but James Kimball was the SVP that we had reported got fired for an HR violation recently. He was responsible in trying to recruit EJ Nduka back, but I don't know like how they're looking to sort of fill that void or anything. I don't know if like the fact that he's not there will cause a slow or a hiccup or anything like that in potentially signing people. I'm not saying that it is a guarantee. I'm not even saying it's a guarantee that Brian Cage will talk with WWE, much less go there. I think there's a pretty solid opportunity that AEW and Brian Cage are just like, yeah, you know what? This is the best fit. This is the best contract. This is the best use. Or maybe they give him a pay bump or something like that. But as of now, Brian Cage is set to be a free agent at the end of the month. Caden says AEW doesn't test right. No, that's untrue. They have it in their contracts that they are subject to drug testing as well. Somebody says, sorry, he doesn't look like he'll pass a piss test. I was told by people that know him that he could, but you know, I don't know. I ain't sitting here trying to get around piss tests. So if the talent wasn't aware that the situation was when they signed the deal, it's a little shady to me. So, I mean, they're more talent than you know, and I'm not saying this is with him. There are so many talent that just aren't aware of some of the things in their deal or that get added to their deal. Like, for example, the Deonna Purrazzo contract, that was kind of slipped in there when a pay bump was signed. And now Impact has her for a full year when she could be on the free agent market right now. And instead, she's going to be there for the next 9.5, 10 months instead of pursuing free agency. Going to answer your guys' questions. He isn't pretending that Brian Cage is hurt. He was hurt when signed. Yeah, so that's the thing. He was hurt upon leaving Impact Wrestling and heading to AEW. So that was where AEW saw that and were like, oh, well, we're going to extend you through this period of time. Now, I also want to say that he's got some really heavy hitters in his corner as far as wanting him to stay there. I can tell you guys that not just on screen, but off screen, MJF had mentioned good things about him. Chris Jericho had mentioned good things about him as well. Chris Jericho did that publicly as well. But there were some real important people that looked at Brian Cage and thought the same thing that a lot of us were saying after he was on TV, was that he's really put it together psychologically. Like, he's really put this work together. And like, even 15 years into his career, it's like, bam, there you go. Hunter says, Brian seems like a Vince guy, so I think he'd approve of him coming in. Well, I mean, possibly, but Vince has had the opportunity to sign Brian Cage numerous times. I think that Triple H would be more of a Brian Cage guy, but also Brian Cage does have a lot of good contacts in WWE for all the people that he's worked with, especially like in Lucha Underground and stuff like that. So, you know, he's got good connections in there, and he's made good impressions on some people in AEW of late as well. Caden says, is working through Supercard a compromise between the two sides, or is that how long they added from injury? To my knowledge, it was a compromise between the two. Because, I mean, he is ROH six-man tag team champion, and I don't believe that he would just leave with that title. I think that he would do business, right? Like, I've never heard of Brian Cage doing something like that to where he just walks out and screws over a company or something like that. Like, he knew when he won those titles that at some point he'd have to lose it. Jennifer says, Cage's recent run, but LU Cage is unparalleled. Well, I mean, I want to play devil's advocate. Yes, and I loved Lucha Underground, especially first season, was some of my favorite TV period. But a lot of people had the benefit of being taped and heavily edited. There's a lot of wrestlers that I thought were just good or on that show. And then I see them live and I'm like, now Brian Cage isn't one of them, but there were some that I was like, what are we doing here? Man. Glassdoor Game, you're asking about Mike Mansouri. Buddy, that wasn't necessarily a topic, but what'd you ask? Hear anything about how he's doing? I can ask, but I don't have anything like right here in this moment. I know that he thought there was some work to be done there, and they did it. But guys, thank you all so much. I greatly appreciate you all. If you don't mind, tell the world you love FightfulSelect.com. It would mean a lot to me. It's one thing if I promote it. If you guys tell the world how good it is, means a lot, because the more subscribers we have, the more opportunities we can provide, the more secure our staff is. Thank you guys so much. We're out.